Hey, you. Yeah, you. One that's listening to this radio station and has refused to get off of your duff and actually go and sign up for the Crusader Congress, the Fellowship of the Clans. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I have your email address and your phone number. Sign up today, buddy, or I'll send Stacey Abrams, leader of the free earth, to your house.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, March 28th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Ukraine's President Zelensky is saying Ukraine is ready to discuss neutrality status. Organizers of the People's Convoy near the nation's capital vow to press for an end to the COVID emergency as long as it takes. Dollywood reacts and closes a ride after the death of a teenager on a similar ride in Florida on Thursday night. And hold up, climate alarmists. New data out of the UK indicates extreme weather events are nothing new. Ukraine's President Zelensky is saying Ukraine is ready to discuss neutrality status. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
During a 90-minute video address with Russian journalists, Ukrainian President Zelensky said his country is prepared to discuss adopting a neutral status as part of a peace deal with Russia. Any agreement would need to be guaranteed by third parties and put to a referendum. Security guarantees a neutrality, non-nuclear status of our state. We are ready to go for it. This is the most important point, Zelensky said. The idea of Ukraine being neutral is something that many U.S. politicians have pushed in the past. However, it's hard to see how that's a feasible idea going forward now that so many people around the world are heavily invested in Ukraine not only winning this war against Russia that Russia has declared upon Ukraine, but also getting to a level of dominance not before had by Ukraine. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Organizers of the People's Convoy have vowed to continue pressing for an end to the national COVID emergency, saying they were in it to play the long game. During speeches Saturday at a rally in Hagerstown, Maryland, co-organizers Brian Braze and Mike Landis said that spending a few days away from Hagerstown Speedway, an auto racing venue and the temporary campground of the truckers, helped bring new perspectives to their missions. Being home solidified my reasons for being here, Braze said of his short break back home in Ohio over the previous weekend. It reminded me I'm doing this for my children. I know that as a human being walking this earth, no government, no company, no one may violate my God-given right. The co-organizer said he would be happy if he could help 10 Americans to notice the big picture of what's going on. He encouraged the audience to investigate, research, and hold accountable their elected officials and vote for God-fearing men and women during midterms in November. Dollywood is closing one of their rides, which was developed from the same manufacturer as the Orlando Freefall ride in Orlando, Florida, where one 14-year-old fell and died on Thursday night. Tyre Sampson, 14, fell off of the free fall ride at Orlando's Icon Park on Thursday night. The ride is 430 feet tall, according to the attraction, and operated by the Slingshot Group of Companies. In a statement, a spokesperson for Dollywood said that their dropline ride is not the same ride on which the teenager was killed, but it was developed by the same manufacturer as the Orlando free fall ride, and said it would be closed out of an abundance of caution, according to Fox News. Our quote of the day, suffering is a great grace. Through suffering, the soul becomes like the Savior. In suffering, love becomes crystallized. The greater the suffering, the purer the love. Saint Faustina. And coming up, our saint of the day, someone who drew crowds in the tens of thousands and even 100,000 and was able to convert even the most stubborn heretics. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hello, Crusaders. Rick Barrett here. Are you in the market for a custom AR-15 or AR-10? Then let me introduce you to Daedalus Tactical. Eric and Corey at Daedalus Tactical will build you a reliable, affordable, and one-of-a-kind firearm. I need you to go to DaedalusTactical.com and check out their custom-built firearms. Now, if you don't see something that you want, you can send them your specs, and the good folks at Daedalus Tactical will build that for you. Because Daedalus Tactical has a group of trusted gunsmiths. I want you to use the promo code CRUSADER556. That's Crusader, F-I-V-E-F-I-V-E-6, and get 35% off your order. They're going to ship your firearm to your federal firearm license dealer. They're not going to ship it to your home. So make sure that gun shop is active and that the dealer knows your rifle is going to be delivered to them. Once again, go to DaedalusTactical.com and let them build you a reliable and affordable and one-of-a-kind firearm today.
Our saint of the day is St. John of Capistrano. He was born at the end of the 14th century, became a lawyer in Naples with a reputation for honesty and ability. John was not yet 30 years old when the king made him governor of Perugia, but fighting that had broken out in a neighboring Italian town, and he going to arrange for a peaceful settlement, found him in prison, loaded with chains. No one bothered about releasing him. Then, quite strangely, a Franciscan surrounded with light appeared to him, inviting him to leave the unstable world and enter his order. St. John of Capistrano replied, "I'd never thought about embracing such a life. Still, if God so will it, I will obey." At a great price, he now obtained his freedom and begged for admission at the convent of the Franciscans in Perugia. After a rigorous trial of his humility, he received the holy habit on October 4th of 1416. He began a study of theology under St. Bernardine of Siena, and St. James of the March was one of his fellow students. His saintly master once said, "John achieves more in his sleep than others who study day and night." While a deacon, St. John of Capistrano was sent out to preach in 1420, but not until 1425 did he begin his apostolic ministry. He traveled great distances, taking up the struggle against vice. His burning words, ardent zeal, and the holiness of his life caused veritable miracles of conversion. People came from every side to hear him. Soon, no church was large enough to accommodate the crowds. Sometimes 50,000, 80,000, and even more than 100,000 people would gather about his pulpit in public squares and broad fields to listen to his sermons. The last 5 years of his active life were devoted to missionary labors in Germany. Emperor Frederick III begged the Holy Father in 1451 to send the renowned missionary to him to put a check on the scandalous advances of the heretical Hussites. The most astonishing miracles confirmed his words. St. John of Capistrano cured innumerable sick persons, raised dead people to life, and with only his mantle spread upon the waters, crossed rivers with several companions. Seeing these prodigies, some of the most stubborn heretics were converted, and hundreds of young people asked for admission to the order. Glorified by God after his death with numerous miracles, St. John of Capistrano was canonized by Pope Alexander VIII in 1690. His feast day is today. And hang on there, climate alarmists. New data out of the UK indicates extreme weather events are nothing new. According to a new article in the Epoch Times, data taken from the handwritten 130-year-old rainfall observations from Met Office archives has revealed that extreme weather events are nothing new. United Kingdom's National Weather Service, the Met Office, published the data on Friday, gained from millions of archived rainfall records. Longstanding environmentalist skeptics told the Epoch Times this further undermines the case that climate change is driving extreme weather events. Environmentalism skeptic Ben Pyle, co-founder of the Climate Resistance blog, told the Epoch Times by email that the Met Office's new extended data set shows us what many have been trying to tell the Met Office and its scientists for a long time. Real-world data is far more important than computer simulation, and real data shows that we faced warmer, colder, wetter, drier, and windier conditions in the past, and that we grew better at coping with these challenges. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.